It was raining when I got to my boyfriend's apartment. My boyfriend, Fred, hugged me and removed my jacket before leading me to the living room. There were two other people there, a guy and a girl. They're my friends. That's Natasha and that's Dan. The girl and the guy waved at me and I smiled back. Fred explained that the rain stopped them from leaving. They were his course mates and had come for a study session. Fred and I had been dating for about 3 months now. Fred was popular in college due to his involvement in sports, and it was a good thing for my reputation to be his girlfriend. He was known for his temper, but I was yet to witness it. I was sure he loved me. That was why he didn't get angry. He was a big person and easily towered over most people. His size intimidated most people, but I didn't really care about it. Fred and I sat on the couch and he asked me how my day went. After I told him I was just at home all day, I glanced at Natasha and Dan and saw that they were busy scrolling through their phones. I frowned. I didn't want to be the reason they stopped talking to Fred. I whispered to Fred that it was rude of us to exclude them from the discussion and we had to find a way to involve them. Fred looked at me with amusement and said that we should play a game together. "Let's play Truth or Dare," he said. I rolled my eyes. It was such an immature game. I agreed, and it was obvious that Natasha and Dan were too bored to say no.
"We should establish rules first," said Natasha.
"Well, just the basic ones. There must be no lying whatsoever of any kind. If you're unable to do the dare or answer the question, then you take a shot." Fred looked at the rest of us and asked if we were in. We gave him nods of affirmation. I eyed the alcohol and shook my head. I had no intention of getting drunk, so it meant I had to do all my dares and answer every question honestly. We sat in a circle and decided to take turns. Fred went first, and he dared Natasha to drink water upside down. It was funny because she choked on the water, spewing it everywhere. Dan dared Fred to prance around in his underwear, and Fred wasted no time in downing a shot of vodka, muttering that there was no way he would destroy his image. After a few rounds where I kept choosing truth and Fred kept declining his dares, meaning he was already drunk, I decided to choose dare.
"Truth or dare, Ashley?"
Natasha asked me. I chose dare and braced myself. Natasha dared me to kiss Dan. I stilled and glanced at Fred. His eyes gave nothing away, and I walked over to Dan and kissed him. I went back to sit down and felt proud of myself. I hadn't even balked.
"What did you just do?"
Fred asked. I laughed, asking if he was jealous. I was teasing him, and the others laughed too. Fred scowled and turned to me. He slapped me across the face. The laughter died. He dragged me by my hair, and I got terrified. I kept screaming at him that it was just a dare and that it meant nothing, but he was too far gone to hear me. Dan approached him and told him to let go and that it meant nothing, but Fred didn't listen. Dan and Natasha were staring at me with wide eyes as Fred started to drag me to his bedroom. I struggled against his hold, but my efforts were futile. Dan came to us and laid a hand on Fred's shoulder. Fred punched him square in the mouth. Natasha screamed as Dan cursed loudly. Fred dropped my legs and moved to Dan. I scrambled to my feet as I watched Fred punch Dan again. Natasha brought out her phone and it got knocked from her hands. Fred had smacked her hands. Natasha cried out in pain and glared at Fred. That glare earned her a slap.
"Fred, stop!"
I said, tears in my eyes. He was shaking with anger now, and he just stared at me for a while before marching to the kitchen. Natasha knelt down beside Dan and asked him if he was fine. Dan spat out blood and struggled to his feet. He told Tasha that they had to leave because he had never seen that side of Fred. Just then, Fred came in with a knife in his hands. He headed straight for me,
knife raised over his head. I ran. I didn't know why, but it seemed like the most logical choice at the time. I ran out of his house, bare feet hitting the pavement as I used all my energy to try to escape. It was still raining, and it became hard for me to see, but I didn't care. Especially as I looked back and saw Fred still holding the knife, chasing me. The distance between us was getting smaller. My mind raced. I didn't want to die. I started to regret ever getting together with Fred. I had no idea he was someone capable of what he was doing right now. I comforted myself with the fact that at least Dan and Natasha would have escaped. Fred hit me from behind, and we both fell to the ground, rolling over before we came to a stop. He brought the knife down, and my hand shot up by reflex, and I held his hand. The knife was dangerously close to my face, and I started to beg him. He was definitely stronger than I was, and the knife was already inching down to my face. It was the alcohol in his system that even gave me a chance. I closed my eyes as my grip weakened. I waited for the pain I knew was coming and was surprised when Fred's weight on me disappeared. I opened my eyes and sat up. He was sitting beside me in the rain and he had dropped the knife.
"Go," he said. "Get out."
He looked at me, his face contorted in anguish. I didn't have to be told twice. I jumped to my feet and ran back to his apartment. I quickly grabbed my things and was relieved that Dan and Natasha were gone. I walked in the rain for a while before I got a cab that took me back home. I told no one what happened, and a part of me wondered if I was being a coward by not reporting him. What if another girl was at the receiving end of what I suffered? Still, I would bump into him on campus grounds and avert my eyes. We suddenly had an unspoken rule not to talk to each other. Maybe I was a coward for keeping my mouth shut. That thought still didn't propel me to do anything. I was only glad I was safe.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching.
This is a story about what happened to me when I was in high school. I was a popular girl, and everyone loved me. I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm just stating facts. I was in a group with two other girls, and we would hang out all the time, at school or after school. Think of us as the girls in that movie Mean Girls. Yeah, we were pretty bitchy at the time, but we were young and we didn't know any better. Me and my friends would have this tradition. A monthly sleepover at my friend Diana's house. Her parents would be away at the end of the month, every month, for business, and we had the entire place to ourselves. Each time, we would drink wine, even though we were still in high school, grabbing a bottle or two out of her mom's cabinet. She never noticed because she had so many bottles. We would gossip, talk about boys, watch movies, you know, typical teenage girl stuff. But one month, our friend Alexa couldn't make it. She was sick. I think she caught a cold or something. She didn't even come to school for an entire week. So it was just me and Diana. But that would have been boring. "So, shall I still come to your place for the sleepover?" I asked Diana. "I don't know. It'll be just the two of us. It won't be so much fun without Alexa," Diana responded. "Yeah," I told her while I was putting a book in my school bag. And in that exact moment, we turned around and bumped into one of our peers. She was considered a loser back then. She didn't have any friends, but she would constantly come on over to talk to us. It was clear that she wanted to be part of our group. When we saw her, an idea popped up. We both looked at each other and then looked at Sandra smiling. "What's up, guys? Crazy biology lesson, huh? Mrs. Franklin is such a bitch," Sandra said. But we didn't actually respond to her question. We were thinking that it would be so fun to bring her to the sleepover to make fun of her. Again, we were in high school. I'm not proud of the mentality I had back then, but I want to tell you what really happened. "Hey, Sandra, what are you doing tonight?" I asked her.
Nothing. Why?
She responded while her eyes were as big as the moon. It was obvious that she couldn't wait to be asked to hang out with us. So, I told her about our sleepover and invited her. Then, out of the blue, she started jumping around saying, "Yes, yes, yes," multiple times. We looked at her with pity, but we knew that we were going to have a lot of fun. So, it was settled. We gave her the address and told her to come at 7 p.m. sharp to Diana's house. Fast forward, and there I was, sipping a glass of red wine while Diana was fixing her makeup. It was pretty boring, but as soon as the doorbell rang, we knew the fun was about to start. "Hey, come on in," Diana told her and grabbed her hand, pulling her inside. She poured the poor girl a glass of wine and she refused. Well, she did it first. But not long after, she couldn't handle the peer pressure. We started playing Truth or Dare, and it was innocent at first. We asked questions about boys, who's your crush, and stuff like that. But as time went on, Diana got bored and started to ask Sandra more personal questions. Everyone knew that her dad cheated on her mom multiple times, and Diana asked her about that. Sandra didn't want to respond, being visibly uncomfortable. "Oh, you want to keep things private, huh?" Diana told her. Then, Diana got up and pushed Sandra in the corner. "I know you want to be in this group, but there's only one way you can do it. I dare you to go to Miss Franklin's house and scare her. Climb up the window and scare her in bed." Mrs. Franklin was always rude to us. Sandra finally accepted, due to the wine, I guess, and we went to the teacher's house. We gave her a mask and we waited outside the window while Sandra got in. We immediately heard someone screaming. "I hope Mrs. Franklin learns her lesson and stops being a bitch," Diana told me. But things took an ugly turn. We heard a commotion. It was like the two started fighting. We heard a lamp being knocked down on the floor and breaking. We didn't know what to do. We kind of got scared ourselves. Then, something happened that made us run for our lives. The sound of a gunshot was heard. I looked into Diana's eyes and we made a run for it, straight to her house. I never ran so fast in my entire life. We got there in less than 5 minutes. We locked the door and waited, without saying one word. We didn't know what to do or what had happened. After about half an hour, we heard the doorbell. Diana slowly went to the door and looked out the window. It was Sandra. She immediately opened the door and the poor girl started crying. Her hands were covered in blood and it was dripping on Diana's welcome mat. "What happened to you? Come on in," I told her. Sandra wiped away her tears and started to tell us the story. "Mrs. Franklin had a gun under her pillow. When she saw me, she immediately took it out and shot at me, but she missed. I got scared and tried to jump out of the window, but she grabbed my leg, saying that I won't get away. She pulled me back in and we started fighting. In the tussle, I guess I grabbed her gun, but she was still holding it. She pulled the trigger and shot herself in the stomach. I tried to stop the blood with my hands, but I couldn't, so I just ran away," Sandra told us. We promised to keep her secret and not let anyone find out about this. After that incident, we started to see Sandra less and less at school. One day, I saw her talking to herself in the hallway. I put my hand on her shoulder, trying to say hey, but she didn't even acknowledge me. She was just looking at a fixed point at the wall and whispering something. Later, I told Diana about this, and we assumed that the whole Franklin incident made her go insane. A few months later, her family, along with her, moved away, and we haven't heard anything from Sandra ever since.